You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, and I am in Mobile Command, and as you can tell by the background noise, I am in full execution of Operation Exodus. Oh, my goodness. It is so damn liberating to be on my way out of California. Been on the road for a couple of hours, and it's just liberating. It truly is. Now, of course, as you all know, or if you don't know, I am headed to Phoenix. I am officially going to no longer be in California. However, I just have to have the perfect soundtrack to go with this video. And what is that soundtrack?
Off this shit I'm
mounting. Mm-mm.
Off this shit I'm
mounting. No
thanks. I'm just trapped.
Woo!
Off this shit I'm
mounting. Yeah.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. I don't know what the fuck just
happened. I know what happened.
I'ma get the fuck out of here.
Fuck California. I am done. And all the people there who still want to stay there, with all the high taxes, the mileage tax, everything, you know what?
I don't know what the fuck just happened.
They can stay there. And they can suffer. Truly, they can suffer. Beat sack, hey, all of them. All my old peoples. Oh, that's just the way it is. If you want to stay here, then guess what? You just got to pay the cost to stay. Yeah, right. No. Yeah. And the funniest part about it, there are more people that are actually getting the hell out of California. Yeah. Some of them I've actually talked to in rest stops. Yeah. Yeah. A few of them, people that are moving with U-Hauls, had a friendly conversation with a lot of them. And they said the exact same thing. It's too damn expensive. We're tired of the politics. We're tired of the nonsense. And it's not going to get any better, gentlemen. Oh, no, 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 no. It is going to get a whole lot worse. Yeah. All the billionaires that fled, yeah. They knew what was coming. The middle class, yeah. That's who's going to be stuck with all of these new tax bills. But yet, people will still sit there and say, well, it's because of the weather. It's because of the weather. It's because of the nice weather that we're going to stay out here and still pay these costs. Yeah, okay. Let them have that shit. Let them continue to work and not be able to actually retire if you're not a multimillionaire. And that's the thing. A lot of people are going to continue to have to work until they kick the bucket. And it's a damn shame that you can't retire. And of course, all the people that are living in their cars out there in California, we all know why. We know why. Because in my humble opinion, they're just too damn lazy and they believe that somehow they're still going to have the California dream. Yeah, right. No. No. That is not going to happen. But hey, you know what? It's 2026 and people are still continuing to live in the Lulu. So let them. But yeah, gentlemen, we all know, we've seen it, the gas prices. Speaking of gas, my last fill up before I got on the road, $6 damn. $6 fucking a gallon. Another reason why I'm so glad that I'm getting the fuck up out of this damn failed state. However, oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Do my eyes deceive me? Nope. Yes! I see the fucking state line for Arizona. Yeah! Ah, yes, gentlemen. It's so good to see the state line coming up. It is wonderful. And speaking of gas prices, the last station that I saw, still $5.59 a gallon. Gentlemen, it is official. I have just crossed into Arizona. And mind you, just crossing the state line, there's a couple of stations up here that I see. Their gas prices is $4.19 a gallon. Imagine that. Just crossing the state line and seeing that gas price dip tremendously. Yeah! Oh, yeah! This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Now, of course, I got another couple of hours before I get to Phoenix, but damn it, this is about to be the most relaxing drive I've had for a long time. I wouldn't say too long. My initial excursion into Phoenix to do research for the new bunker. But yeah, this is wonderful, gentlemen. This is wonderful. To say that I'm not elated would be an understatement. I am happy as a pig in shit. Hell, I'm happier than a newly freed slave. I truly am. But yes, gentlemen, yes. All the people that want to stay in California, they deserve the suffering, the taxes. They deserve it all. And personally, now I truly have no sympathy for them. Because if they really wanted to leave California, they would find a way. But guess what? Too damn comfortable. Too damn comfortable. But hey, anybody that's been with me since my same Madman 103 days, I always said I was going to be patient. And when the time came, I was leaving. So the time is here. I'm on the road. I'm in Arizona. And I'm going to relax once I move in. That being said, gentlemen, hey, y'all have a good day. Stay safe. Stay sane. And I'll get back to the regular HMT when I get everything established, when I get my new network set up. Yeah, we're going to get back into it. And boy, I must say, the Reaper has been busy. And with that being said, to all the people who are still stuck in California, no, you know what? I'm not going to say they're stuck in California. They live there willingly. guess what? You deserve no sympathy. So stop getting online and complaining about something that you can change, but you simply choose not to. And with that being said, all the social power that those people think that they have just by saying that they live in California, oh, that is going out. Believe you me. The hotbed of feminism, yeah, that is definitely starting to get its ass kicked as more and more people are actually swinging to the Republican side in California. Yeah, hopefully one of the two Republicans will actually take the governorship, but don't be surprised if they come up to find a way to cheat the system and make sure a Democrat wins. Well, that's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.